Generally, there are three reasons why a buyer won't make an offer. We covered them earlier. Sometimes they don't have any data to justify your price, and they just think you're way too high, and they move on, buy something else. You never know why they moved on. They just didn't agree with your price, which is why you have to have your data. Number two, documentation on how to make an offer on the property. Some people don't move forward just because they didn't have the sale contracts, didn't understand the paragraphs. It was really quite daunting, the contract, and nobody walked them through it. It's part of your job, or get an attorney, or of course, you know, we are here to assist you just to help walk through that transition. The last thing is, and it's the number one reason, when I was teaching in St. Louis at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, a course called Buy Owner America, the number one reason that people found why they wouldn't purchase a buy owner is they had no trust. Going back to my car story, the reason I generally wouldn't buy a car from somebody who's a buy owner is I couldn't trust them. What if there's something, you know, a friend of mine bought a car and it was in a flood? Well, the seller of the car never disclosed it. When it was taken in for a service call, it was discovered that, you know, they could see the water lines where the buyer couldn't, you know, in the trunk. They said, this car has been submerged. And so there is really a trust factor that the seller just wants them to buy the property. You're thinking, well, my responsibility isn't to build trust with these people. And actually, it is. That's part of the role. If you are the listing agent, and you are selling your home on your own, your responsibility is, how do you make the buyer comfortable with the process, not just the documentation and the comps and the data that you're going to supply to them, but part of it is, are you building rapport? And I've met some people that had lovely houses, but not so much with the anger issues, and or just, you know, how polite are we to, you know, genuinely polite and sincere, and to be able to have a conversation. You know, people like to buy things from people they like. And you know, we know this, not everybody in the world is likable. And so one of the factors, and, you know, Stephen Covey wrote a book about trust. It's a great book. And again, if you're selling your home by owner, and you know, you're selling it to a stranger, and you think that, well, they'll buy it because it's a great value in a great area. And maybe they will. Great value in a great area, all that stuff. However, the number one reason we found when interviewing purchasers why they didn't go to a buy owner, and it wasn't that they didn't understand the process, it's they didn't know if they could trust the home seller. And so it's really incumbent upon you to say, well, how do I make them comfortable with the process? And that's really, I think you can, you know, make emotional deposits with the purchaser to show that you have a sample contract, you have the disclosures, you priced it correctly, you had a third party speak into the pricing. And when you've done all these things, you're building the confidence with the purchaser that they know, that you know what you're doing, and would appear to be trustworthy. Thank you.